Welcome back to Laugh and Learn. Today, we're diving into a hot topic. Literally, we're talking about acute inflammation. You know that fiery response your body has when it's trying to heal? It's like your immune system throwing a party, but sometimes it gets a little out of hand.
Right on. And speaking of parties, did you know that inflammation is your body's way of saying, I've got your back? Even if it sometimes overdoes it like that one friend who brings too much guacamole to the gathering.
Huh? No kidding. And let's be honest, we've all been that friend at some point. But hey, inflammation can be a hero too, fighting off infections and injuries. It's just that sometimes it's like a superhero who doesn't know when to quit.
Exactly. It's all about balance. Too little inflammation, you're at risk for infections. Too much, well, that's when things get messy, like a toddler with a paint set.
And let's not forget the classic signs: redness, heat, swelling, and pain. It's like the body's way of sending an SOS, but sometimes it's more like a dramatic soap opera.
Right? You can almost hear the music swelling in the background. So, what's our quirky fact for today?
Here's a fun one. Did you know that inflammation can actually be beneficial? It's like that unexpected plot twist in a good mystery novel.
Spot on. So, buckle up, folks. We're about to explore how this fiery response works, and trust me, it's going to be a wild ride.
All right, let's dive into what's really going wrong when inflammation kicks in. Picture this. Your body's like a bustling city, and when there's an injury or infection, it's like a fire alarm going off. The immune cells, our superhero team, rush to the scene to save the day.
Spot on. These immune cells are like the first responders, right? They're the firefighters, police, and paramedics all rolled into one. But sometimes they might take things a bit too far, causing more chaos than necessary.
No kidding. It's like they show up with a full SWAT team for a cat stuck in a tree. The inflammation can end up being more dramatic than the original problem.
Exactly. When tissues get damaged, signals are sent out, like a distress signal. This attracts immune cells to the area, but if they're not careful, they can cause collateral damage, leading to that classic swelling and redness.
Right. So, what happens at the cellular level? It's like a game of telephone. One cell sends a signal, and suddenly everyone's rushing in, thinking it's a five-alarm fire.
And while they're at it, they release all these chemicals that can make things worse. It's like throwing gasoline on a fire instead of water.
Exactly. Those chemicals can increase blood flow and permeability, which is why we see that swelling. It's the body's way of trying to heal, but sometimes it's just too much.
And let's not forget the role of cytokines. They're like the loudspeakers at a concert, amplifying the message and getting everyone hyped up. But too much noise can lead to confusion and chaos.
Fair point. So the lesson here is that while inflammation is essential for healing, it can easily spiral out of control. It's all about finding that balance, like a good dance partner.
So how does the body react when inflammation kicks in? Let's break it down. When you stub your toe or get a paper cut, your body goes into full-on defense mode. It's like flipping a switch. Suddenly, you're feeling that sharp pain, and your toe looks like it's auditioning for a role in a horror movie.
Right on. That redness and swelling, it's your blood vessels dilating and letting more blood flow to the area. Think of it as a red carpet event for immune cells, rolling out the welcome mat to help with healing.
No kidding. And that heat, it's not just because you're hopping around on one foot. It's the increased blood flow, which is like your body's way of turning up the thermostat to fight off any potential invaders.
Exactly. And let's not forget about pain. It's not just a nuisance. It's a signal that something's wrong. It's like your body's alarm system, alerting you to take it easy and let the healing process happen.
So true. It's like your body's way of saying, hey, buddy, slow down. You've got a situation here. But the pain also helps prevent you from using that injured part, which is crucial for recovery.
Fair point. And let's talk about those pesky cytokines again. They're the messengers that tell other cells to join the party. But too many of them can lead to a bit of a ruckus, like a surprise guest who just won't leave.
Right. So, while inflammation is essential for healing, it can sometimes create a bit of chaos in the process. It's a balancing act, really. Too much inflammation can lead to chronic issues, which is a whole different ball game.
And that, my friends, is a highlight reel for your body. Remember, inflammation is a double-edged sword. It's there to help, but it can also cause trouble if it doesn't know when to chill out.
So let's talk about the clinical clues and confusions surrounding acute inflammation. It's fascinating how the signs can sometimes lead to misunderstandings. For instance, redness and swelling are classic indicators, but they can also show up in other conditions, making it tricky to pinpoint the exact issue.
Right on. It's like trying to identify a player in a crowded stadium. You see someone in a jersey, but is it the star quarterback or just a random fan? Inflammation can be a red flag for many things, from infections to injuries.
No kidding. And then there's the confusion with chronic inflammation. People often think it's just a prolonged version of acute inflammation, but it's a whole different ballgame. Chronic inflammation can simmer under the surface for years without those classic signs.
Exactly. With chronic inflammation, you might not see the redness or swelling, but it can lead to serious issues like heart disease or diabetes. It's like a slow leak in a tire. You might not notice it right away, but it can cause a blowout if you're not careful.
And let's not forget about pain. Acute inflammation often comes with sharp, localized pain, while chronic inflammation might give you more of a dull ache. It's like the difference between a fireworks show and a slowly leaking balloon.
Fair point. So, what are some common misconceptions? I've heard people say, if I'm not in pain, I can't be inflamed. But that's not true at all. You can have inflammation without feeling it, especially in chronic cases.
Spot on. It's crucial to understand that just because you don't feel pain doesn't mean your body isn't dealing with inflammation. Regular checkups can help catch those sneaky cases before they turn into bigger problems.
And that, my friends, is a lesson in listening to your body. It's all about being proactive and recognizing the signs, even the ones that aren't as obvious.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong.
All right, let's dive into how we find out if inflammation is at play. Diagnosis can be a bit like detective work, piecing together clues from various sources. First off, we have the classic physical examination. A doctor will check for those telltale signs like redness, swelling, and warmth. It's like a visual cue card for inflammation.
Right on. But it doesn't stop there. We've got lab tests that can help confirm what's going on. Blood tests can reveal elevated levels of inflammatory markers, like C-reactive protein. It's like checking the scoreboard to see who's winning in the inflammation game.
No kidding! And then there's imaging X-rays, MRIs, or ultrasounds. These are like the game cameras, giving us a clear view of what's happening inside. They can show us if there's any damage or swelling in the tissues.
Exactly. And while these tests are crucial, they can sometimes lead to confusion. For instance, elevated inflammatory markers can show up in conditions that aren't even related to inflammation. It's like finding a red flag at a soccer match when someone just spilled their drink.
Fair point. So, it's important for clinicians to look at the whole picture. They need to consider the patient's history, symptoms, and test results together. It's like assembling a puzzle. Every piece matters.
Speaking of puzzles, let's not forget about the role of patient feedback. Sometimes patients can describe their symptoms in a way that helps narrow down the possibilities. It's like getting a hint in a mystery novel.
Spot on. Listening to patients is key. Their insights can guide the diagnostic process and help avoid unnecessary tests. It's all about teamwork in healthcare.
And that, my friends, is how we piece together the inflammation puzzle. Remember, it's not just about the tests. It's about the story behind them.
So let's get weird. Acute inflammation isn't just about the classic signs we've discussed. Sometimes it can present in bizarre ways that'll leave you scratching your head. For instance, did you know that inflammation can actually cause a condition called strawberry tongue? It sounds delicious, but it's not.
Right on. Strawberry tongue is usually a sign of something like Kawasaki disease or strep throat. It's like your body's way of throwing a party, but instead of confetti, you get a bright red swollen tongue.
No kidding. And speaking of odd presentations, how about the phenomenon of pseudomembranous colitis? It's a mouthful, but it's basically when your gut gets inflamed due to an overgrowth of bacteria after antibiotics. It's like your intestines are having a meltdown and throwing a tantrum.
Exactly. It's a reminder that while we often think of inflammation as a protective response, it can also lead to some pretty unusual and uncomfortable situations. It's like a double-edged sword.
And let's not forget about the rare condition called erythema nodosum. It's when painful lumps form under the skin, usually on the shins. It's like your body is saying, hey, I'm inflamed and I'm going to make sure you notice.
Fair point. It's wild how inflammation can manifest in so many unexpected ways. It's like a magician pulling rabbits out of hats, but instead you get lumps and bumps.
Spot on. And here's a fun fact. Some people can even experience inflammation in response to emotional stress. It's like your body is saying, I can't handle this stress, so let's inflame everything.
And that, my friends, is a reminder that our bodies are incredibly complex. Inflammation isn't just a straightforward response, so it can be a wild ride.
All right, let's wrap up with our favorite takeaways from today's episode. I think one of my top moments was when we compared inflammation to a superhero team rushing to the rescue. It's such a vivid way to illustrate how our immune system works, even if it sometimes overreacts.
Right on. I love the analogy about inflammation being like a dramatic soap opera. The classic signs, redness, heat, swelling, and pain, really do create quite the storyline. It's like our bodies are putting on a show, and sometimes they just don't know when to dial it back.
No kidding. My favorite part was definitely the weird side of inflammation. Who knew we could have a strawberry tongue or that emotional stress could trigger inflammation? It's wild how our bodies react in unexpected ways.
Exactly. And it's a reminder that while inflammation can be a protective response, it can also lead to some unusual and uncomfortable situations. It's all about balance.
And let's not forget the importance of listening to our bodies. Recognizing the signs of inflammation, whether they're obvious or not, can make a huge difference in our health. It's like having a personal coach guiding us.
Spot on. So, what's the big takeaway? Inflammation is complex, and while it's essential for healing, it can also be a bit of a troublemaker if we don't pay attention.
Absolutely. It's all about being proactive and understanding what our bodies are telling us. After all, knowledge is power. So, as we wrap up today's episode, let's recap the major take-home messages about acute inflammation. We've learned that inflammation is a vital response, acting like a superhero team coming to the rescue when our bodies are in trouble. But sometimes it can go overboard, causing more harm than good.
Right on. We talked about how inflammation shows up with those classic signs: redness, heat, swelling, and pain. It's like your body's way of throwing a party, but sometimes that party gets a little too wild.
No kidding. And we dove into some weird presentations like strawberry tongue and pseudomembranous colitis. Who knew inflammation could be so unpredictable? It's like a magician pulling rabbits out of hats.
Exactly. Plus, we discussed the importance of recognizing those signs and understanding the difference between acute and chronic inflammation. It's crucial for staying healthy and catching potential problems early on.
And let's not forget the diagnostic tools we have at our disposal. From blood tests to imaging, they help us piece together the puzzle of inflammation. It's like being detectives in our own bodies.
Fair point. So, what's the final thought? Inflammation is essential, but it's all about balance. Listen to your body and don't ignore the signs.